Shivers with the Vending Business Show, here with Mike Bunt of Buffalo Rock, General Manager of Corporate Marketing Equipment of the Buffalo Rock Company. Thanks for being here, Mike.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Today, we're going to talk about the future of vending, and especially as it relates to sales and service, because it's kind of a popular topic today among vending operators. And sometimes it's hard to evaluate from an operations point of view. And some of the hot topics today are healthy vending, interactive displays, campus ID cards, mobile commerce, and micro markets. Have you evaluated any of those or similar opportunities in vending for Buffalo Rock?
Yes, Buffalo Rock's always looking at new technology. As a matter of fact, I attended the NACS trade show in Vegas and brought back 6 new pieces of equipment for testing. You know, and when we analyze equipment, we look at it, you know, from 2 points of views. One is the sales side, and the other, obviously, is the server side of it. And there's all kind of new technology in the trade that is exciting. However, you know, does it bring a value to the customer or to the company? And that's what we have to look through. For instance, LED lights, for, you know, they claim to increase sales, which is a hard claim to back, but it does present the product in a much better light. However, we know LED lights last longer than the standard lighting, and we know it's going to reduce service costs. So the upfront cost of the LED is a no-brainer to us, because we know we're going to save service calls down the road. You know, and everybody must be careful, you know, on the new technology. We are. And there's a lot of it out there that what we call foo-foo technology that really is a marketing ploy to the youth, you know, today that likes all the gadgets and the gizmos. But if it increases service calls, you know, we have to be careful not to get overly involved with it.
Yeah, well, for new vending technology, how do you go about weighing the cost versus benefits, or, say, return on investment?
Well, we look at it, you know, from the standard ROI procedure. You know, we look at the upfront cost, then we look at increased sales or decreased service costs. And a lot of times, like I said, it's easier to come up with a decrease in cost of life cycle than pinpointing an increased service call. For instance, you know, a few years ago, everybody migrated to the electronic boards on equipment. And one of the things we noticed is that we were going to a lot of vending machines just to reboot the boards in the machines. Well, you know, talking with the manufacturers, we convinced one, you know, Vendo to build a reboot chip, if you will, that basically just checks itself and all its boards, and if it senses a loss of connectivity, it reboots itself automatically. So the boards that we were in test with, it drove service calls practically out of it for won't take money calls. So that would be what we'd consider a win on technology. Now, the consumer never sees it, but they enjoy the benefit of it because every time they go to the machine, they can buy a drink. You know, the interactive display boards, you know, to me, that's more of a marketing ploy to the youth. It does draw excitement to your machines, but then you look at the cost of the doors versus the increased sales, and the placement potentials on those are very limited. Because you can't just take an interactive vending machine and place it anywhere you have a vendor. So down the road, you know, if we invest capital in equipment like that, we have to be very smart, because you're only going to be able to put it in specific locations.
Are there any other examples that you have for evaluating vending technology?
We tested the Dex project, and, you know, where dexing was a huge technological win for Buffalo Rock is that, you know, you're able to minimize routes on the streets, you increase sales, you reduce, you know, spoilage or outages in the machines. And that's a huge cost to the company to get into dexing on 20,000 machines, but we know the payoff's going to be there through the efficiencies that the program is going to bring. The MEI recycler, for instance, you know, the big question is credit cards versus recyclers, and, you know, every machine that goes out in the trade gets a changer and validator on it. So the up cost of the recycler, you know, we have done tests on equipment where we put recyclers, and we've seen, you know, 30, 40, 50% on a military base. We've seen 200% increases on machines for adding a component onto a machine that was already there operating. So that was a huge impact for us on sales. The return on investment was minimal, and it's not like every machine doesn't get a validator anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like you've tested a number of products, perhaps several of the MEI products, and it sounds like you're just, you know, the LED lights tend to pass the ROI test as well. Are there other features or ideas that are being touted today that make you wonder what the ROI, you know, might be for some of these?
Yeah, you know, right now telemetry is a hot spot, you know, along with the interactive equipment. And, you know, the one challenge you have with telemetry is, you know, cell signal. And, you know, I don't believe there's anybody in this country that's ever been on a cell phone that didn't drop a call or, you know, it lock up. Well, that's the same type of opportunities that you have when you put telemetry on your vendors. However, there's a value to telemetry because it does allow you to preload your trucks. It can alert you for service calls. And I think once the technology is, you know, perfected and, you know, the calls droppage reduced, you know, I think that you'll see a lot more telemetry in the trade. You know, you just have to weigh out the cost, you know, the monthly fees versus the value of, you know, what you're getting out of the system.
Mm-hmm. Well, do the telemetry manufacturers allow for a testing period before making a decision?
Yeah, I would imagine they would. You know, again, that would be up to each, you know, company that's selling the system. But, you know, just like with most equipment, you know, they'll let you evaluate it and analyze it.
Well, thanks, Mike. Tell us about Buffalo Rock.
Well, we're the one of the largest privately owned Pepsi bottlers in the country. We have over 2,000 employees and around 90,000 assets in the trade in Florida, Georgia, and Alabama.
You've been listening to The Vending Business Show, a production of A&M Equipment Sales.